Solana validator outage knocks 102 of 699 nodes offline. A chunk of Solana's validator set went dark on August 13, 2026, but the chain stayed up. According to a report from Woo Blockchain citing a Solana Foundation technology executive, the outage disrupted 102 of the network's 699 validators, roughly 14.6% of the active set. The remaining validators kept producing blocks, so the network avoided the full stop that has hit Solana in past incidents. The distinction matters. Solana's history includes several outright halts, events where block production stopped entirely and the network needed a coordinated restart. This was not that. A partial validator outage that leaves the majority online is a degraded state, not a dead one. The chain kept confirming transactions while a minority of nodes dropped off. Nodes offline isn't the same as stake offline. 699 validators is the reference point for the active set at the time of the incident. Losing 102 of them removes a slice of the network's stake-weighted consensus, but Solana keeps producing blocks as long as a supermajority of stake stays online and in agreement. The reported figure of 14.6% of validators offline is a count of nodes, not necessarily a proportion of stake. A large validator and a small one each count as one node, so the share of stake affected could be higher or lower than the headline percentage, depending on which operators went down. That caveat is worth holding on to. 102 validators offline and 14.6% of the network's security offline are not the same claim. The first is what the source reported. The second would require knowing the stake behind each affected validator, which the initial report did not break down. As of August 13, 2026, SOL traded at 76.04, down 0.28% over 24 hours and up 3.11% over the prior week, per CoinMarketCap data. The muted price move suggests the market read this as an operational hiccup rather than a solvency or security event. The broader tape was quiet too, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sitting at 37 in fear territory. Uptime is the product for payment rails. For most traders, a partial Solana outage is background noise. For anyone using Solana as a payment or settlement rail, uptime is the whole point. Several crypto cards route stablecoin spending or top-ups over Solana, including XPlace, the Read.Pay Solana card, Kast, and wallet-native options like Solflare. When a user taps a card that settles on-chain, the transaction assumes the network confirms promptly. A degraded network that keeps producing blocks generally keeps clearing those payments, just potentially slower or with more failed sends that need a retry. A full halt is the real problem for spending, because pending settlement freezes until the chain restarts. That is the practical reason the state online detail is not spin. The difference between slow and stopped is the difference between a card that works and one that declines. This is also a reminder that on-chain stablecoin spending inherits the reliability of whatever chain sits underneath it. A card is only as available as its settlement layer on any given day. The resilience question never fully closed. Solana has spent years trying to shed its reputation for downtime, and the network's operators have shipped client diversity work, better validator tooling, and congestion fixes aimed at exactly this failure mode. An incident that takes down 102 nodes yet leaves the chain producing blocks is, in one reading, evidence that the resilience work is doing something. In another reading, it is a reminder that a single-digit percentage of nodes event still made headlines because the baseline expectation for a major chain is that it does not blink. Both readings can be true. The network passed the test that matters most, staying live while surfacing the failure mode that keeps drawing scrutiny. The follow-up detail to watch is the root cause and how much stake the 102 validators actually represented, neither of which was clear in the first report.